Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining us as he does, from the beautiful, beautiful confines that are, or is, Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, you wrote an article about common use as far as with suppressors, which suppressors are, is it safe to say that there's been a suppressor craze over the course of time, more recently?
It kind of depends on where you look. In the United States, suppressors have become far more popular as inflation has made the extraordinary and draconian tax, which was $200 in 1934, equivalent about to roughly $4,000 today.
Right.
That made suppressors, obtaining legal suppressors, virtually unreasonable for anyone but the very, very wealthy, or some corporations, perhaps. But as the buying power of $200 was eroded over time, suppressors became more affordable to the middle class. And I would say in the last 10 years, that's translated into a large numbers of suppressors being legally obtained in the United States and being used for lawful purposes. And people within what has become the suppressor industry went from being kind of like individually structured and very limited production of suppressors into mass production, or at least highly automated production of extremely sophisticated suppressors in the last 10 years. And there are companies out there that have specialized in this and have made it easier go through the process of getting a suppressor. They'll help you fill out your forms. They have pressured and been accepted by the ATF to find ways to electronically submit forms. And so now, it may only take you a year to go through all the process purchase a legal suppressor. I mean, I've heard of people before the ATF in the last 2 years crackdown on the individual manufacture of suppressors by requiring far more detail and submission of data than was ever required before. You could get a Form 1 to make your own suppressor, and have it accepted and your tax stamp issued to you in as little as 3 months. So it's become much easier for people to purchase suppressors. And while for a while it wasn't too hard to make your own, it's become more difficult again. And all of this is being challenged in the courts because the standards that have been put into effect by the Supreme Court decisions, from the Heller decision to the McDonald decision to the Catano decision to the now dominant Bruin decision. And I would say the Bruin decision just elaborates and clarifies some of the Heller decision. It doesn't create much in the way of new law, but because the lower courts, the subordinate courts, or the inferior courts, as it calls them in the Constitution, simply were not following Bruin. They just said, we don't like it, and we're going to create another standard than what Heller said. We're going to say that we get to decide if there's an important government interest that is more important than the Bill of Rights, and then we'll say the Second Amendment doesn't apply. And they did that in several federal appellate court systems. The Ninth and the Second Circuit were particularly bad in this regard, in my opinion. But what we've seen is because some of these restrictions, or rather particularly the financial burden of paying thousands of today's dollars for a suppressor tax stamp, were changed through inflation, that we have now certainly over 3.1 million suppressors or silencers legally in use in the United States. Now, in the Catano decision, the Supreme Court reiterated, and really they just restated what had been said in Heller, that it doesn't matter what arms were in use when the Bill of Rights was ratified. That's not the correct way to say it. What I should say is, just because an arm was invented after the Bill of Rights was ratified does not mean it isn't protected. If it is a bearable arm, and if it is in common use, it's protected. Now, they did say in common use for lawful purposes. So I suspect that if you look at, say, the Glock switches, which are often manufactured in China and illegally shipped into the United States, and there's several reasons why that is happening, or 3D printed in the United States and then used to turn a Glock pistol into a fully automatic machine pistol, if you look at those, you can say, well, look, they're in common use. I mean, there's thousands of them that are being confiscated by people. That doesn't seem quite enough to mean common use, but let's go with the argument for a little bit. But they're not in common use for lawful purposes. Generally, they're in common use for unlawful purposes.
Right.
You know, you're doing drive-by shootings or shooting up a party are not lawful purposes.
Right.
I suppose you could find, you know, that sort of thing where it said they're in common use but not for lawful purposes. It's hard, but it might be possible. So what the court said is, if an arm, and it doesn't differentiate, and they do say a bearable arm, so presumably something you can carry around, is in common use for lawful purposes, it's protected under the Second Amendment. Now, when suppressors, they were invented about 1905, 1910, I'm trying to remember the exact date, but it was the early 1900s, by Hiram Maxim. He was the son of the inventor of the Maxim machine gun, and he patented his designs and sold them commercially. President Teddy Roosevelt was a fan. He bought several suppressors and had them on some of his rifles. And so they were used, but their price was roughly equivalent to what a firearm of the time cost, in the neighborhood of $10 to $20. And it appears they were not sold in vast quantities.
Right.
There was a contract with the U.S. military for, I think, about 5,000 of them in World War One as training devices, but they weren't, you know, there weren't millions of them out there.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Capital Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. And Dean, this is one of these sublime moments where you're sitting out there and you're looking for some sort of justification as why you just went through something like work through the NFA to do a Form 1 like I did. And along comes this article from Mr. Weingarten. He was explaining to us the various things about suppressors on the NFA list and everything and a few other details to go along with it. So please, sir, if you would.
Yes. Yeah, so originally, because silencers, suppressors were invented in the early 1900s, around 1905, I think, there were not huge numbers of them in use when the 1934 National Firearms Act was passed, which restricted silencers and suppressors, and nobody is really quite certain as to why they were put in there, but they were. And that made it very difficult to buy suppressors legally because there was a $200 tax, which was like 6 months' pay in 1939. So going on through the Heller and McDonald decisions and the Caetano decision, as I started to talk about it, there was a concurrence, and they agreed with the majority decision, but they added some things by Justice Alito, and he was joined by Justice Thomas. And I have to give a shout-out to Justice Thomas because I think he is one of the best Supreme Court justices we have ever had on the Supreme Court. He is just incredible. And what they said in Caetano is, and the case is about electric stun guns, they said, tasers and stun guns have been sold, and they said hundreds of thousands of them, and in the court records, it was noted that approximately 200,000 civilians owned stun guns in 2009, and says they are in common use. And people use them for legitimate purpose, for law-abiding purposes, for lawful purposes. Therefore, they are protected by the Second Amendment. Well, if 200,000 stun guns are in common use, you would think over 3 million suppressors would be in common use.
Yes.
I would think so.
Yes.
And so there is a court case going on in Texas right now, where the AG, who is now under lawfare attack in Texas, has started a court case that challenges the federal authority to require this $200 tax for suppressors. And we expect some sort of ruling by the initial judge fairly soon. June 15th, I think they were supposed to submit the last brief before he came out with a decision. And so it could happen any day. And there were cross motions for summary judgment that he was looking at. And the judge was Mark Pittman, who has been pretty good on the Constitution and Second Amendment cases as far as I can tell. So it will be very interesting to see what he comes out with. Now, another thing that is being contested rather hotly at the moment is this whole idea of short-barreled rifles. And short-barreled rifles were another thing that was that you had to get a $200 tax to obtain legally after 1934. They were part of that National Firearms Act that was passed in 1934. But they were only added in as kind of a superfluous add-on because a Minnesota congressman did not, well, whether he did or didn't, he played the fool in getting them added to the bill. Short-barreled rifles were not originally included. And pistols with stocks added were not officially included until 1961.
Right.
And there were a lot of short-barreled rifles sold, particularly 22 single shots as boys' rifles and bicycle rifles, and some higher-powered rifles for more specialty purposes were special ordered through Marlin and Winchester and such.
Sure.
Previously, so the idea of short-barreled rifles, and they were in common use at the time that the 1934 law was passed. So it strikes me that banning this whole class of firearms, which is to say firearms with a rifled barrel and a shoulder stock where the barrel is less than 16 inches, just fails the obvious Heller test, which is, are they in common use? Are they used for lawful purposes? Well, I think there's, gosh, I'm trying to remember. The last time I looked, I think there's about 600,000 or 700,000 short-barreled rifles that have been legally tax-stamped in the United States, there's not as many as there are suppressors.
Right.
But there's a fair number of them, and the fact that they were in common use before the NFA, I think, makes it even more plausible that that part of the NFA, National Firearms Act, should be struck down as unconstitutional. But I don't see a direct court case challenging short-barreled rifles at the moment. I see court cases challenging the idea that the ATF can say pistol braces are short-barreled rifles if you have one and have a pistol that will accept the brace together. That's being challenged in the courts, and I think that there is a good chance that the government will lose that case. And to me, that appears a stepping stone to the idea that the whole concept of short-barreled rifles, and I would add short-barreled shotguns, should be removed as part of these classes of weapons on which we put exorbitant taxes and create difficult and costly procedures to go through in order to possess them. And you cannot logically argue. I mean, they try, but you can't logically argue that a single shot 22 with a 14 inch barrel and shoulder stock is much more dangerous than a 15 shot Glock 10 millimeter. You just can't. I mean, there's no logic to it. When you add a shoulder stock to a pistol, you're not making the pistol more powerful, you're making it less concealable. And most of the push to restrain arms from the 1934 law, most of that was a push to restrain arms which were concealable. There wasn't any push to prevent arms from becoming less concealable.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll continue this simply because I'm living in that world now. This article is at amoland.com, originally published on the 23rd of June. Well worth looking for the read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is striking down President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. One of the plaintiffs, Elaine Parker of the conservative group Job Creators Network, was very happy with the outcome.
It's a great day and a great victory for all Americans, but it's really a great victory for our Constitution.
In a decision 6-3, the justices ruled Biden overstepped his authority when he didn't get authorization from Congress. Air quality alerts are affecting more than 100 million Americans, although conditions are expected to improve slowly into the 4th of July weekend. Michigan, Ohio, Mid-Atlantic are expected to have the worst air quality today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points to 34,407. S&P 500 rose 53 points to 4,450. NASDAQ climbed 196 points to 13,787. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. We're talking about the NFA, the suppressors, and we didn't really, you haven't been looking at the fully automatic weapons because that's a whole different category altogether, but talking about suppressors, which are obviously in common use. Now, one question for you. This whole thing with the pistol brace. Do you think that in time that some smart lawyer will get out there, some one of these gun rights organizations, and say, you know, it's pretty stupid that they said this was okay for 10 years, which is very indicative that they're sitting here thinking they've got short barrel rifles out there. For 10 years, there have been all these unfettered short barrel rifles. Why do they need to be on the NFA registry? Do you think
I think that argument is being made. I've seen it made by some representatives in Congress saying, this doesn't make any sense. They're not getting as much press as those who claim that adding a stock to a pistol makes it more powerful, as President Biden recently claimed, which makes no sense at all.
Right.
It might make it more accurate, but why would you want to have a weapon less accurate?
Yeah.
It appears to me a weapon that is less accurate is of greater danger to society in general. I would think you'd want more accurate weapons.
Right.
This is an argument where the other side really doesn't have anything to go on to make a logical argument. They just are going on the general premise, which is common on those who wish to disarm us, that guns are bad. If we have less guns, we have less bad. Now, it doesn't hold up under scrutiny. There's been a lot of research done on this over the last 20 or 30 years, and we just don't see any significant correlation between the number of legal guns in society, the number of illegal guns in society, and the murder rates or suicide rates in society. They just don't correlate. You know, you can have China, which has supposedly 50 million illegal guns in it. So that's what they found in the small arms survey out of Switzerland. And yet they claim to have extremely low homicide rates. Or you can have India, which after the United States supposedly has the most guns of any country in the world, about over 85% of them illegal guns, and yet their homicide rates are a little less than the United States, but not huge differences. Or you can have Brazil, where they've got lots of illegal guns, relatively few legal guns, kind of similar situation to India. Most of the illegal guns, or many of them, are homemade. And they have horrendous homicide rates, way more, like 3-4 times what the United States has. And then you have the United States, where you've got the most guns of any country in the world per capita, and homicide rates that are a little bit less than average for the whole world. Which makes sense to me, because we've got people from the whole world living here with all kinds of different mix of cultures and various iterations of moral codes and such. So the idea that we have a homicide rate that's a little bit less than the average seems kind of reasonable for the United States. So there just isn't, they don't have good logic here. What they have is basically shouting over and over, guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad. Well, it isn't necessarily true. I mean, it isn't true when you look at the details. And they don't like to look at the details. Or if they do, they took the books and I would call it lying with statistics by looking at extremely small cases and small time frames and small numbers of places to claim during that particular period a particular crime went up. But it doesn't advance their case very well. But most people don't have the time to read dozens and hundreds of papers and studies, as I have done, or to take, you know, to be very busy at it for the past 50 years. Gosh, 50 years. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we see that the arguments, logic and reason and literal understanding of the Constitution are having an effect, and we're winning in many of these cases, and the Supreme Court is now starting to rule in favor of restoring Second Amendment rights.
Well, I guess we're going to see. I kind of think this was sort of I look at the transgender thing going out there and the general discussions that go on, and that has had a very disruptive thing as far as people just lying pat and just saying, oh, okay, well, another thing for us to tolerate. Now everybody's coming up and getting up in arms. I kind of look at this pistol brace thing as on top of the bump stock thing. It sort of caused a sense of outrage in that it's almost ex post facto, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, and courts have mentioned this at the appeals court level. They said, look, you can't have a agency who are supposed to be experts for 10 years say there's no problem here, it's perfectly legal,
right.
And then a change of administration and suddenly, oh no, it's not, and we can't tell you exactly what's legal and what isn't, but we'll know it when we see it, so turn your stuff in or destroy it and you know everything will be okay. And if you file the proper forms with us and fingerprints and photographs and all that, we won't charge you the $200 tax for a while, or at least not this time, right away.
Right.
So the courts look at that and they say, no, you can't have a rule of law where the agency that arrests and prosecutes you says, we told you, we lied. You know, we said that was legal, but we've decided we were wrong and it really isn't. So those 40 million people who have them, turn them in. I mean, that's directly opposite of what the rule of law is supposed to be. The rule of law is supposed to be that it's consistent, and you can understand it, and you could decide to follow the law or to break it. And if you break it, there are certain penalties. Well, if you can't trust what the rule of law is from one year to the next, because not because Congress changed the law, but because an agency in the executive branch decided to change the way they interpreted the law, there is no real rule of law anymore. It's just ruled by dicta.
Indeed. 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 Now, we could segue and finish up with this if you want to in the coming coming segment, because we had a vote on the pistol brace thing coming out of the House of Representatives, and then it got taken up by the Senate, and I'd like to get your impression on these things. But, I mean, my first thought about this vote, for me,
yeah,
I just wondered why they did it at all.
Well, I think there are good political reasons for doing it. First off, it's a good virtue signaling vote.
Oh, yeah.
The people who want to let their citizens, their constituents, know that they really love the Second Amendment, they want to have a vote to show that they do. And it's all the easier for them if that vote doesn't really accomplish much, if it doesn't really have to be passed. Now, votes like this do have consequences because people pay attention, and organizations who work hard to protect Second Amendment rights keep track, and they let their members know, and it gets harder to vote the opposite way.
Hang on.
If it comes up again.
Hang on again. Pick this up on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load, speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've gotten out to the vote on the pistol braces, and you were saying that it was important to do that, but at the same time it was sort of a virtue signal. I agree, but I would also say it used to be important to do that if you actually planned on doing it and you were doing it as a campaign sort of a campaign experiment to show what you would do if you actually were in charge of anything. And we sort of burned that with the Obamacare thing, didn't we, when Trump was elected?
Well, I think it's still one of those things that is in the mix when people vote out there. And so virtue signaling probably doesn't have as much power as it did, say, 10 years ago. But it still has some power. And we're in a situation now where most of the country no longer believes the major media on political issues. And that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody believes conservative outlets more than leftist ones. It just means that there is a pretty large segment of the population that has become much more skeptical about political information, which is probably a very good thing. Now, the other side of this is that if you fracture the polity, you know, the people who make up the political entity of the United States, too much, people get so cynical, they don't participate in civil affairs, they think everything is hopeless, they don't vote, they just allow those who have seized power to continue to have power.
Right.
And that would be a bad thing. So I hope, and it is hope, because it's certainly not a certainty,
right,
that enough people are becoming skeptical enough of the people in power to toss them out generally and to put into place people who will restore the Constitution and clean house. I mean, what we are seeing in stories that are very credible is probably the worst example of corruption that has ever existed in the United States. Ever. I mean, we have credible information that the President of the United States has taken money directly from American enemies in order to do what the Communist Party of China wants him to do. I mean, we have his son in an email claiming, now I admit the son is not the most credible source,
right,
drug addict, you know, but it's his son, which President Biden has placed into positions where he can affect and negotiate with the Chinese communists, took him along on several trips, And he says in an email, apparently bragging about it, now I hope I get this quote close, that we are the most effective people who in following the will of Chairman Xi as exists. That's damning. I mean, can you imagine if President Trump's son had said something like that?
Right.
And there's no question that he said it or that he wrote it. It's an email. I mean, that is beyond doubt that he did it. And it's beyond doubt that he received millions of dollars from various foreign governments for their proxies. This is unprecedented. There's never been anything close to this. I cannot think of any other president who came even remotely close to this level of corruption. I'm trying to think, what's the next most corrupt president? Well, okay, I will say it's possible if we get much more information that is now being hidden, we might find that Barack Obama fits in there. You know, he doesn't have any drug-addicted sons or daughters who are letting notebooks lying around as proof, not notebooks, computer books and computer tablets or books or notebooks lying around with all this detailed, extensive evidence of corruption. I mean, maybe Barack Obama is just better at not making stupid mistakes like this. I mean, I don't think there's anyone who would make the claim that Joe Biden is smarter than Barack Obama. Barack just didn't make all the silly and stupid mistakes that Joe Biden seems to make all the time. Now, it's possible that President Biden is suffering from various age-related mentalities, but I can tell you I followed President Biden's career for 40 years. And it was 40 years ago when I discovered that he was a thoroughly corrupt individual. So it's not like this is particularly new to Joe Biden, but he seems to have lost the ability to lie as effectively as he once was able to. And he doesn't have a good reputation for being a really good liar at any time. So it's certainly possible that if we clean out the FBI and we clean out the CIA and we clean out the NSA and we find all the records that haven't been destroyed,
right,
they might implicate President Biden, and he might be more corrupt than, not Biden, they might implicate President Obama. And he might be more corrupt than President Biden, but that evidence is not at present shown or available. It just seems utterly impossible that we would ever find such about President Trump, because he's been so extensively investigated by the highest levels of the intelligence agencies, who went to great lengths to create crimes and attribute them to him.
Right.
So if he had real corruption that could be attributed, it would be shown already. But it's just not there.
Well, I think what we would find, if we wanted to compare Biden and Obama, Obama was a Marxist, and he is a Marxist, and he absolutely is about all things transformative of America, and he's more like Stalin, because he looks at some of the silly stuff that goes on within the left, and I'm almost certain that if he had a chance, he would put a stop to it in a very brutal way, because it slows down the role of the actual Marxist stuff they want to go through. But Biden is more of like a crime syndicate. He's like he's like.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're correct. I I suspect that. But we do see that President Obama became very wealthy while in the White House.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after he got out, I mean, he, you know, Obama lives in a lot of mansions, and he owns none of them. He has control. He has control of a couple of companies that have holdings,
presidential library committees or something like that.
Right, but I mean, the other thing that is going around right now, and I've looked into it, and on one hand they say no, that's not true, and everything. Have you ever heard the story about him and his stolen Social Security number?
I've heard that numerous times, and I've been hearing it for over 10 years.
Yeah, so
I was hearing that before he was elected.
Right.
And so, there seems to be some substance to it.
Well, he has an uncommon number, and he existed in the time when he got his Social Security card, when the number was based on where you lived, when you applied for the card. So, you know, that's interesting too. We have run out of time. Will I be able to get you back at the beginning of the week again? You're going to be on the road?
I will be on the road. Let's see. We're talking Monday.
We'll figure it out.
I expect to be in northern Wisconsin, so we'll have to work it out.
We'll work it out. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
As for me, I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.